Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The best place to be is the place God chooses. Jesus said, "Go home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you." Mark 5:19. Children and busy roads don't mix. Why? Because children, if unattended, often play in the road, heedless of danger. So, until a child reaches maturity, the parent takes responsibility for the child's protection, guidance, and nurture. Christian, do you sometimes think you know better than your Heavenly Father which road is best for you? Listen as J.C. Ryle explains that Father knows best. Walk with J.C. Ryle, a British church leader and author in the 1800s. The place where Christians wish to be is not always the best place for their souls. There are none who need this lesson so much as believers newly converted to God. Seeing everything in a new light, yet knowing little of the depths of Satan and the weakness of their own hearts, they are in the greatest danger of making mistakes. With the best intentions, they may fall into mistakes about their plans, their choices, or their professions. They forget that what we like best is not always best for our souls. Let us pray that God would guide us in all our ways after conversion and not allow us to err. It may not be quite what we like, but if Christ by his providence has placed us in it, let us not be in a hurry to leave it. Today's New Testament reading is Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 20.
Mark 5. They went across the lake to the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an impure spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him any more, not even with a chain, for he had often been chained hand and foot. But he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? In God's name, don't torture me." But Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you impure spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus, "Send us among the pigs, allow us to go into them." He gave them permission, and the impure spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and countryside, and the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man, and told about the pigs as well. Then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said, "Go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." So the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and all the people were amazed.
Elijah supposed he was the only man left in Israel who worshiped God. Moses was an obscure shepherd for 40 years before he led God's people out of Egypt. John lived out his life in exile on a desolate island while he wrote the book of Revelation. That's because God's best sometimes comes wrapped in unpleasant circumstances and unexpected changes of plan. Like the man from Gadara in Mark 5, don't hesitate to submit your plans to God's providence. Great things can happen when God's best becomes yours.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.